You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
1FM, your home of country football.
Welcome back to Longwood Recreation Reserve. It's a fantastic scene here. Violettown winners 40-22-60 over Longwood 9-3-57. Let's head down to the boundary with Brandon Riley with thanks to GV Ag. He's going to put the microphone right under Cam Mooney's chin. And we're going to go straight on air, let him know, BR. Let's do it.
Mate, what a game today. Bit tough conditions out here, but how did you find being out here at the Longwood Road Legs?
I really enjoyed it, particularly the first quarter. We thought we were very good in the first quarter. Unfortunately for myself, I left everything out in the first quarter, and after that I was tanked. But no, it was good. It was good to be back out and playing. Unfortunately, the score wasn't a great one, but that's just the way footy goes sometimes.
Yourself, how did you get involved in the Carlton draft out here to be out here at the Red Legs?
Well, they just they ask, and a few of us old players nominated, and so we gave up our time, and thank God we did, because it's been good to get out here, and I love country footy. A country boy myself from Wagga, and I know how important it is to have a good country footy club in town, so I'm really wrapped that we got here today. Unfortunately, the score wasn't a great one, but I'm sure we'll have a couple of drinks tonight and get over it.
Speaking of being drafted from Wagga, mate, what were some of the challenges that you faced coming from an area north of Albury and away from two major cities to get yourself drafted down in North Melbourne?
Look, it's really tough back then. I was lucky enough that the under-18s competition came in for New South Wales ACT. So that really got my foot in the door with a lot of guys. But before that, it was tough. Now it's very easy. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are now. You're pretty much going to be seen, particularly up in New South Wales in the Riverina area.
Your career at the Cats, mate, got you to play with some unreal once-in-a-generation footballers. What was it like to play with Gary Ablett, Joel Selwood and the like?
Oh, you pinch yourself, don't you? Not very often do you get to play in a team that's regarded as one of the greatest teams of all time. The era itself was just incredible. The players that I played with were incredible, I was just the lucky bugger up forward that got to be on the end of it.
A less spoken about Ablett, Nathan Ablett, what was he like as a bloke to play with?
He was a great man. I love Nathan Ablett. He was a weird character, Nath, but he was fantastic footballer. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see the best of what Nathan Ablett would have been. But no, he's a great person.
You and Stevie J used to have a goal assist competition. How did the competition sort of come about? And more importantly, who won?
I won it. That means Stevie won the goal kicking, so he was smarter than me. It came about because we wanted to make sure everybody in the forward line got a piece of the pie. So we didn't want anyone to kick, six or sevens, We wanted everyone to kick their twos and threes and fours, so everyone got a piece of it.
If you had to pick a premiership, which one was your favourite one that you won over the course of your journey?
Look, 07 was amazing because it was a 44-year drought that we broke. To see the look and the emotion on people's faces, particularly down in Geelong after a lot of heartache and 44 years of not seeing one. Yeah, that was the best one, mate.
One final one from me, mate. As a Saints fan, what was it like working with the great Spud Frawley?
It was great. I love Spud and miss him every day. And every Sunday we put on a show on Bounce. And, it's in honour of one of the greatest men that I've ever met in my life. And so we're always thinking of Spud. And, if anyone's out there and they're having troubles and they want to just talk to somebody, just by all means, just go and pick up a phone, go and grab somebody. It's so important because the destruction that you can leave behind is enormous. And, like I said, we miss Spud every day.
Right on, mate. Go enjoy that with the Red Legs. Thanks, man. Back to you, boys.
Well done, BR. Absolutely fabulous interview, mate. You need to be applauded for that because that was high-quality stuff. And you can see the people milling around Cam Mooney now. It means so much to the country folk here at Longwood. This is it's not just about football. There's a lot more to this, and it's fantastic to see people like Ricky Shiner. Like, I haven't seen people get emotional in footy boxes before. It was fantastic.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.